This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Neurothera from Claire Labs. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimal performance. Neurothera is a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. Used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me once again. For any questions or topics of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on this podcast, you can email me. Email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Would you like to become a patient or a client of mine? I have people from all over the country who avail themselves of my services. I do it via telephone if you're not in the New York area. No reason to travel to New York City if you're unable to. Call my office to set up an appointment, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I've got a question here from Jeff. Dear Layla, love your show. It's helped me in many ways. Thank you, Jeff, for listening. Jeff writes, I've been making a meal replacement smoothie on working days for several years. I include raw greens and veggies, minimal fruit, nuts, protein powder, and good fats such as coconut and avocado oil. I do this to try and make sure I consume enough nutritious food for the day. Is this a good idea? And will the uncooked greens such as spinach and kale contribute to oxalate buildup in my kidneys? This is a great, great question. And for those of you who listen to this program, you've heard me talk about smoothies before, that they should be prepared on the day that you're going to drink them. The amount should never be more than you would actually eat is also very important. And it's for the reason that Jeff says, will all these greens like spinach and kale contribute to oxalate buildup in my kidneys? It depends. How much kale are you using? How much spinach are you using? Are you using a bag of spinach or one of those clamshell trays of spinach in your morning smoothie every day? Certainly that is more spinach than you would ever eat, right? Therefore, you should not be consuming that much in a smoothie or a juice. This can translate to too much oxalate in the diet. And for those people who are prone to kidney stones, I would never recommend using high oxalate foods for smoothies for that reason. So the first order of business for anybody prone to kidney stones, first of all, and Jeff doesn't say that he is prone to stones or not, but for everybody else who's listening, I'm going to give you a few tips on a low oxalate diet. So foods and beverages that are high in oxalate include, and of course you would not use these in a smoothie, but these are a high oxalate list of foods and beverages. High in oxalate are beer, chocolate milk, hot cocoa, tea, nuts, sesame and sesame butter, or tahini. Tahini spread is sesame butter. Soy nut butter, strawberries, lemon peel, lime peel, orange peel, purple or Concord grapes, currants, rhubarb, wheat germ and bran, beets and beet greens, dandelion, escarole, parsley, Swiss chard, watercress, spinach, and many others. Typically, I advise on a low oxalate diet for those who are prone to kidney stones. Now, if you do have kidney stones, we always recommend drinking enough fluid to excrete more than about 3 liters of urine a day. This can help prevent stone particles from becoming supersaturated in the urine. This is a phenomenon that directly precedes the formation of stones. And drinking about, 3 liters of fluid daily, as is the advice for anybody who's had kidney stones by their doctors, it will decrease the concentration of stone particles in the urine as well as increase the urine flow rate. And one should drink as night as well as during the day. It's always a good idea, and especially in this hot weather. Everybody should be advised that there are more cases of kidney stones in the summer. Why? People are more naturally dehydrated in the very hot weather, and they may not be consuming as much fluid as they should during this kind of hot weather. So what should you drink? Water, absolutely. You want to stay clear of soft drinks because especially colas. Colas contain phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid is a stone inducer. One study actually demonstrated that those who drank more than 1 liter per week of soft drinks that contain phosphoric acid have a 15% higher rate of occurrence of kidney stones at 3 years than those drinking other beverages. Interestingly, grapefruit juice is another culprit and may actually enhance the risk of developing stones. Filtered water, that's your best bet. So, the most common kidney stones are calcium oxalate stones. A major inhibitor of these calcium stones is citrate. Citrate supplementation can be done effectively with potassium magnesium citrate. Citrate supplementation will also make the urine more basic, meaning more alkaline, and therefore help decrease the potential to form stones. Where is citrate? It's in citrus fruit. 4 ounces of lemon juice mixed with 2 liters of water has been shown to increase urinary citrate levels. So feel free to indulge in healthy lemonade all year round, but go easy on that added sugar. I would just say stick with lemon water. And besides that necessary citrate to help the formation of these calcium oxalate stones, drinking a good big glass of lemon water every day on an empty stomach in the morning is also helpful for detoxifying the liver. Questions have been made about vitamin C. Can I continue taking my vitamin C? Being that vitamin C is metabolized to oxalate, some prior studies have demonstrated a link between vitamin C supplementation and calcium oxalate stone formation. Part of the Nurses' Health Study, the largest study of this sort, entitled Intake of Vitamins B6 and C and the Risk of Kidney Stones in Women, analyzed more than 85,000 women, found no increased risk of stone formation with vitamin C intake. So yes, you can continue taking a moderate dose of vitamin C, but moreover, B6 was found to be beneficial because it reduced urine output of oxalate, which contributes to stones, and promotes urinary output of citrate, which, as I've been saying, is a stone preventive. So although you do not have to restrict your vitamin C intake, beware of salt. A lower salt diet may help prevent calcium kidney stones or calcium oxalate stones. So that could be something. Less common, and I would say more than 60% of stones are calcium oxalate stones. Less prevalent are calcium phosphate stones, uric acid stones. Uric acid stones are actually a byproduct of protein metabolism. Those people at high risk for uric acid stones are those who have gout, those who have undergone chemotherapy. So, mostly, it's calcium oxalate stones. Another less common stone, struvite stones. Struvite stones can form in the setting of an infection. An enzyme called urease is produced by bacteria in the urinary tract, and this enzyme helps make the ammonium needed for this type of stone production. So these stones can grow rapidly, forming staghorn calculi. If you've heard of staghorn stones, that would be what that is. Unlike all other stones, except calcium phosphate, these stones thrive in basic conditions, and therefore the treatment is acidification of the urine. So, this gets a little more complex. And then there are cystine stones. These are uncommon, and they're due to a genetic predisposition in the formation of these types of stones. Cystinuria can be diagnosed by a combination of family history, since it's a genetic disease, by identification of the crystals, which have a hexagonal shape in the urine, and by measurement of urinary cystine excretion. So, very, very important. Jeff, you can continue having your smoothies. I would say to anybody out there, eat your food. It may fill you better than pre-digesting it in your Nutribullet or your Ninja or your blender. And another thing is, how come some people are predisposed to those kidney stones besides genetic predisposition, and others can have a lot of spinach or kale or other oxalate containing foods and not have a problem ever? So, as I said earlier, And I've had a question about this, and let me bring this up here. I had a question that I had responded to a while back in our Intelligent Medicine newsletter, and for those of you who have not subscribed, you can go to drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter. It is free. It comes out weekly, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Here's the question. I had a kidney stone for the first time. I'm a 52-year-old male, and I was researching why this happened at this stage of the game. I read how a gut bacteria called Oxalobacter formigenes metabolizes oxalates in the gut, reducing the incidence of kidney stones. How can I colonize my gut with this helpful bacteria? And here's my answer. Approximately 75% of all kidney stones are calcium oxalate stones. Oxalate is a common component in many nutritious plant foods such as spinach, nuts, berries, oats, beans, chard, watercress, black tea, and cocoa, to name just a few. However, the propensity of these foods to raise urinary oxalate is dependent not just on oxalate content, but how effectively it's absorbed. Enter the microbiome. It's true when they say good health begins in the gut, because oxalate degradation requires an adequate amount of Oxalobacter formigenes. This beneficial bacteria helps reduce the amount of oxalate absorbed, decreasing the risk of kidney stone formation. And while colonization of Oxalobacter formigenes begins in infancy, only 60 to 80% of adults continue to carry the bacteria. Why, you ask? According to research, this may be due to the use and overuse of antibiotics. It's one of the first things to mess with our microbiota, right? So, to date, studies reveal that Oxalobacter formigenes, as well as other probiotic bacteria, could be protective in those predisposed to kidney stones. One study reported an average decrease of 40% in urinary oxalate excretion in 6 subjects with kidney stones after 4 weeks of taking probiotics, while a second study of 11 healthy individuals also following a low oxalate diet showed a decrease of 33% in urinary oxalate. So, for those looking for a probiotic formulation to help with this, the probiotic formulations in these studies included the following species: Lactobacillus, in the Lactobacillus genus, Acidophilus, Plantarum, Paracasei, Bulgaricus. So, that means Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus paracasei, or paracasei, Lactobacillus bulgaricus. Another is Streptococcus thermophilus. 2 more, Bifidobacterium infantis and Bifidobacterium longum. I want you to notice that these particular species, these particular probiotics, are commonly found in yogurt and kefir, as well as probiotic formulations. So it's fairly easy to re-inoculate your gut taking foods or formulations to help support Oxalobacter formigene growth, which is what you want in order to metabolize oxalate properly from your diet so that you don't form kidney stones. Again, the other risk factors, let me remind you. Risk factors for kidney stone formation: not drinking enough water. We need 8 8-ounce cups a day, especially in this hot weather. In fact, as I said, you know, kidney stones occur mostly in summer, secondary to dehydration. And if you're taking a calcium supplement and you're not taking magnesium or some potassium citrate or something, it can contribute to stone formation. And I say with the exception of calcium citrate, because it's the citrate form of calcium, that would be the safest one to take if you're a stone former. So if you're predisposed to kidney stones, taking a daily magnesium citrate supplement is recommended to help keep calcium from crystallizing and forming stones. And drinking the water with lemon daily also introduces citrate in the form of citric acid, aiding in solubilizing these stones. So this is important information. Jeff, if you're worried, you know, check the amount of spinach and kale that you're using. They should never be more than what you would eat in a serving. So if you're having more than that, if you're having a bag of spinach, a big whole head of kale, that's too much. Fill your salad bowl with those vegetables and fruits that you're having. And then put that into your Vitamix, Nutribullet, Ninja, Blender, any of those. And only juice that much. That's all you need. Better yet, eat your vegetables. eat them in a raw salad, cook them. All of that is good. And any of those who make a habit of drinking lemon water, it will only serve to help in reducing the incidence of kidney stone formation. I want to thank Jeff for his question. And for those of you who have any other questions or concerns or topics of interest that you want me to discuss on this podcast, the destination for emails is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And I thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.